Oh, babe, before you get into bed with me, could you grab my book? I thought I left it on the nightstand, but it might be in the bathroom still, or maybe in the kitchen, if you don't mind checking. No, that's my tablet. I use that for games and stuff. For books, I need the real thing, with paper. Yes, it would be easier if I read them electronically, but that's not the same experience. Trust me. It's better to have the real thing in your hands. What do you mean? What's the difference? Really? Doesn't it just make sense that something real and physical is better than something that's digital? For instance, girls, I know you have pictures of me on your phone, but don't you appreciate the real thing much more? Right now, I'm like a real book. I have a physical, three-dimensional presence. And lying under these sheets, I guess I even have a cover. Oh, there's something magical about opening the cover of a real book. You don't know what you're going to get. For instance, under this blanket, am I wearing my flannel nightgown? Maybe I'm wearing that silk teddy that you bought me for Christmas. Or maybe I'm not wearing anything at all. Oh, so you're very interested about what's behind this cover now, aren't you? Well, I did just get out of the bath, and I do like the feel of clean, smooth skin against these freshly washed bed sheets. So, as you can see as I open my cover, I'm completely naked. Since I don't have my book, I guess I'll have to find another way to put myself in the mood to sleep. So, why don't you join me in bed, handsome? Good. Now, let me take your hands. When you're using an e-reader, you just have a cold piece of metal and plastic in your hands, instead of a soft, yielding book. And when you're looking at a girl on your phone or your computer, you don't have something soft and yielding in your hands either, like me. A real book isn't perhaps as smooth as plastic and metal and glass, and neither am I guess. But it's those little imperfections that make all the difference. The feel of the paper's slight roughness, or the friction from your fingers moving over my skin, that's much nicer than something artificial, isn't it? And nothing can compare to running your fingers up and down the spine of a good book. Or a good girl. Like you're doing right now. I know I definitely like it. Now, put your face between my breasts. You know how much I like that. I don't smell like something artificial or plastic and metal and glass. Like a book, I smell real. Maybe a hint of musk and other things. But just like I love burying my nose in a real book, don't you love burying your nose in a real girl? I bet there's something else you love burying in this real girl. Something you could never do with a picture of me or any other girl. Since my book is missing for now, and I need to teach you a lesson, I guess we pretty much have to make love now. And by have to, I mean I really want to. Because as much as I like books, real books, the world they bring me to, and the characters in them are never as incredible as a world with you in. And you've always been my favourite character. I'm going to part my legs now, open up for you, just like a book. Oh, and look, I think I just opened to your favourite spot. At least, that's where you always stick your bookmark. You do want to stick your bookmark in me, don't you? Yes. Get on top of me. Paper is better than plastic and metal, but flesh is even better than paper. And I have reason to suspect you're partial to the feel of my flesh especially. My flesh is like the cover of a book, I guess. Yes, I know I said the blanket was my cover earlier, but work with me, sweetheart. The thing is, you can't always judge the book by its cover. It's what's inside that counts. So why don't you judge me by what really counts? No. Isn't putting your cock in me so much better than trying to put it inside a tablet? Would a tablet be so hot and wet around you like I am? And best of all, when I overheat, I don't start a fire or burn anything. I can prove that though. Go ahead and try and overheat me. Friction works pretty well, so move that cock in and out of my pussy. Yes, just like that. But there's other parts of me that wouldn't mind some attention either. I have places that would do much more than beep or light up when you play with them. Yes, like my breasts right now, with your hands on them. Isn't that so much better than holding a tablet in your hand? I know that the tablet could care less what you do to it, but I love what you're doing right now. Don't you feel it? The world is fading around from us, just as it does when you're lost in a good book. It's not quite the same for me when the book isn't made of paper. It's only with a real book, or a real man, that I feel like only the two of us matter. Now, be harder with me. Fuck me harder. Tablets are fragile. Books are sturdier if you know how to treat them right. They won't break if you drop them or throw them against a wall. But don't do either of those last things to me. I'm pretty sturdy myself and flexible. I don't mind being challenged by a tough book. Oh, or being fucked by a tough man. Oh, yes, that's perfect. You know how to read me, just like a book. You know what excites me, and use it against me in ways I don't mind at all. But I know you just as well, don't I? And now, as our story starts to draw to a close, but first, it needs a climactic ending, and a happy ending at that. I think maybe we could collaborate on one, don't you think, baby? An ending that will leave a smile on both of our faces for hours and give us fond memories of the entire experience. Good. Then come in me. You can't come in a tablet. At least, you'd better not. Especially not mine. And definitely don't come in any of my books either. But you can come in my pussy as much as you want. Oh, because I'm about to come so hard with my body wrapped around your beautiful cock. Oh, yeah, baby. And they lived happily ever after. This is better for helping me sleep than reading. I still need your help finding my book, babe, but it can wait until tomorrow. The only thing I want to curl up with for the rest of the night is you.